There you missed the whole shir about the bees. We learned about the bees. Kasher tasena hadavoyim. All right, now we're up to pasuk mem hey vatashuv vatifgul lifnei Hashem. You returned and you cried. You see, today we had a whole shir on crying. And look at this right here from fairy eyes. It says about vatashuv vatifgul lifnei Hashem loyshma loy v'loyshma Hashem b'kolchem v'loy hezin aleichem. What was the crying? The crying was the bechiyah shel chinam. L'cha'ira, when it says over here, I'm not sure. No, this is a different crying. Okay, the bechiyah shel chinam was the lel of Tisha B'Av, and then they did not listen to Hashem, and they decided they're going to rebel, they're going to go, they're going to fight, even though Hashem told them not to fight. They didn't care. They're going to go fight anyway. V'atashuvu v'atifku, and then they were smitten. The Emori came down and killed them, beat them. So then it says Vatashuvu, Pasik Memhei, Vatashuva Tifku Lufne Hashem Veloy Shoma Hashem Bekolchem. Hashem did not listen to your voice, Veloy Hazin Alechem, you did not pay attention. Pasik Memvov, another Pasik, Vatashuvu, Vateshu, Vikodesh, Yomim Rabim, Kayomim, Asher Yishavtem. You dwelt in the land of Kodesh for many days, Kayomim, Asher Yishavtem. Now let's see what it says over here in the Rashi, Pasik Memhei and Pasik Memvov. Pasik Memhei. Okay, that's something that we actually learned something like this in the morning in Tehillim, is that when we pray to Hashem and Hashem does not listen to us, so then it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for us. And here it's giving a new dimension. Does not look good when Hashem does not answer us. It appears almost that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cruel. Hashem here was not able to answer us because we rebelled against Hashem. We acted in a state of rebellion. And it's not, but when Hashem does not answer, so it looks like the midah of Hashem is cruel. Vateishu v'kodesh yomim rabim yuteshono shenemar kayomim asher yishavtem b'sharam masois v'heim hoyu lamed cheshono yutes mehem osu v'kodesh. So Rashi says that from the 38 years of journeying, the 38 years that they dwelt in the desert, 19 of the 38 years, they stayed put in one location. For 19 years, they did not move. They stayed put in one location. The other 19 years, they went 40 masois. There's another Rashi in Parashas Masay, which seems to contradict this, but I'm not going to get into that now because I don't remember the details. I don't know how to answer it anyway, but there seems to be a contradiction in Rashi. Parashas Masay, Rashi gave a different calculation with Rashi. I don't know, you have to reconcile the two. But over here, it says that for 19 years, they were in one location. For 19 years, they journeyed around. 19 years is a very significant number of years, because 19 is in years is when the lunar cycle and the solar cycle, they come together. Every 19 years, a person's Hebrew and English birthday are on the same day. It takes 19 years to go through what's called the Machzor Katan. There is the Machzor Godol and the Machzor Katan. The Machzor Godol is 28 years. That's only at Birchas Hachama. And the Machzor Katan is every 19 years. So for 19 years, they stayed in one location. For 19 years, they travel. It can't be a coincidence that it's 19, because 19 is a very significant number of years, especially in the Jewish calendar, when we calculate our years based upon the moon. All right, that's all it says over here. Now let's see the Targum. Let's see the chidush of the Targum, Pasuk Mem Hei, Pasuk Mem Vav. Targum, Pasuk Mem Hei, what does it say? It says, can you give me just 1 second? Give me 1 second. I need one second, okay? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, back in business. Okay, Pasuk Mem Hey and Pasuk Mem Vav. Pasuk Mem Hey, what does it say? It says V'Savtun V'Savtun U'V'Chesoin Kodam Hashem. Hey, V'Tavkun means you cried. V'Savtun. No, it says, I'm sorry, you returned. U'V'Chesoin, you cried. Kodam Hashem, before Hashem. V'Loi Kabel Hashem Tzeloi Schoin. Hashem did not accept your prayer. V'Lo Atzeis L'mi Lechon, did not listen to your words. Pasuk Mem Vav, Yisavtun Birkam, Kodesh is Rakam Yomin Sagiin, Ki Yomayo, Disavtun, like the days that you dwelt. These are very difficult psukim because, let's see, according to Rashi, the repetition of Ateishu Kodesh Yomim Rabim, 19, Ka Yomim Asher Yashavtem, you dwelt in Kodesh 19 years, just like the 19 years that you floated around. You traveled, you journeyed. So if that's what the Pasuk here is doing when it compares to together, but there's the Kodesh and Rabim, 19 years you were wandering, like the number of years you were wandering elsewhere. Okay, now let's see what it says over here in the Holy Commentary. The commentary, which you don't have in front of you, Chaval, over here, let's see if I can find something, let's skim through and see if we find something interesting. Okay, Pasuk Mem Hei was Vatoshu Vatifku. Okay, so what is going on the word Kabel Kol Shmiyah Shehik Kabbalah Stavadim Miturgam Beloshin Kabbalah V'chol Shim Mishmiyah So'ezim Miturgam Beloshin Shema. Alright, fine. That's not okay. V'lo Kabbalah Shem Tzlo Eschel L'shma B'koloi V'lo L'shma B'koloi Kabbalah Sabakosh Ayat Tzivui. Fine. V'ya M'koymah Sh'akavon Kabbalah Stafil Tom Yitag Mungal Shmiyah Sa'a V'ya M'koymahs Shakavona Kabbalah Stefil Tom Nitag Mungalus Shmiya Sasha Mispach Melosh and Kabel. The Lachsik I find, okay, next, Vatifkul Lakon Lutzila, Shapirish Nachamu Kin, Nachamu Al. Oh, that's it. Vatifkul Lufne Hashem, you cried for Hashem. Okay, Veloy Kiramban, Shapirish Shabachi Ki Nichamu Al Chatos. I don't know what that means over here. To their confession. Okay, I think we're on to something over here. Alright, there's something over here going on which needs to be understood. Pasuk Mem Hei, it says, they returned and they cried before Hashem. Okay, fine. Whatever that means. V'loy shema Hashem b'kolchem, v'loy he'ezin aleichem. Hashem did not listen to your voice. Okay. And then Hashem v'loy he'ezin aleichem. There are two different things. There is shemiya and ha'azonah. Shoma and he'ezin. When it says the word shmiya, it says koil. When it says he'ezin, it says aleichem. So, what's going on over here? So, what exactly is the difference? Oh, Rabbi Eliezer is here. Rabbi Eliezer Bachi is here. He comes to every shir blazer. He's the most amazing person I ever met in my whole life. He's even greater than Meir. No, just joking.
If you call, you'll be greater than him.
Who wants to be great? Who needs to be great? Just want to. With an honor, like me, boy, you don't need to have humble people. You don't ever have to have Bali guys, but with an honor like me, yeah, Anivas.
Yeah,
that's all I need, huh? Okay. Okay, so let's see over here. There are two expressions that we possibly made. There's something called listening, Shama Hashem B'kolchem, and there is He'ezin Aleichem. Only when it says the word Shema, there's Shema and Ha'azon. Ha'azon means an ozen, an ear. So what's the difference? What's the difference between these two words? I don't really know. If I wouldn't know better, I would say that when it says Shema, we say in Davening, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So everyone always says, Shema doesn't mean literally to listen. It means hearken. It means to understand. Naaseh v'nishma. No one says the word nishma means to listen. Naaseh means to do what you're told to do. And nishma means to dwell deep, to fully, you know, to first you do the mitzvah. And then if you have time, after you finish working 3 jobs a day and you raise your children and you daven and you eat and you do all your needs, and when you have a few minutes left over, then you can learn, you can try to figure out the depth of what the mitzvahs are all about. But in the meantime, you better make sure you do the mitzvah. Naaseh v'nishma. Nishma doesn't mean to listen with your ear. Nishma means to accept, to absorb the concept. If that is the case, and we're contrasting the word Shema against the word Hazana, Hazana l'chore means just to listen. You listen, during the day you listen to a lot of nonsense. Turn on the radio, walk in the street, there's a lot of noise. Just because there's a lot of noise doesn't mean you absorb it. Adarabha, you have to train yourself to basically to deflect all the nonsense, all the noise. So when it says here that you did not listen into their voice and you did not hezin aleichem, we have to understand what this means. So Rashi, maybe let's look backwards. Let's look at the Targum again. Okay, review what we're learning. Mem Hei. Targum says v'loy kabel Hashem tzeloyshoi. So the Targum over here is giving us a very deep comment. A very deep comment. It means Hashem did not accept your prayers. So when it says your kol means to daven. And Shema, when you say the word Shema, Hashem listens, it means like what we say, Shema Yisrael. Hashem did not absorb, He did not accept, He did not accept your prayers. Okay, that's it. So that, in other words, according to the Targum is not translating this pasuk literally. It's a figurative expression. You daven to Hashem, you pray to Hashem, and Hashem said the answer to your prayers are no. Too little, too late. You rejected Eretz Yisrael. You worshipped the eagle. Then afterwards you rebelled. You said, "Oh, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael anyway," and then you were cut down. And now you've been mispalel to me to change my mind. 3 strikes. Okay, there are 3 major strikes. There are more. Vayinasoi see aseres moinim 10 times. But that's it. Hashem says, no, this is not a game. This is not a game. Just every time you have a problem, you're going to daven and Hashem's going to do whatever you want. You got to do your part also. Okay. Then comes the next words. V'loi hazin aleichem. So the Targum here says, after he says very deep shot, v'loi atseis l'mi leichoin. And this is amazing because, first of all, he adds in a word. It says, Hashem did not listen aleichem to you. And the Targum does not translate the word aleichem as you, but translates the word aleichem as lemi leichoin, your words. Okay, so the Targum here is, again, he's adding words into the pasuk. Now, in the commentator, I'm going back to the commentator over here, okay, over here it means prayer, fine. And then he goes on to say over here, to their confession, my question, the einan nois lilshein atzis. Okay, atzis chalifa, okay, atzis. He's saying over here to your words, I don't know what's going on over here, but over here the commentator is saying a chiddush that it doesn't say, is that there are 2 parts to teshuvah. There is prayer, and there is confession, repentance. So not only did Hashem not listen to our prayers, He did not accept our repentance. Repentance is not the same as prayer. Prayer is when you want something. Sometimes you could be misfalel without doing teshuvah. Hashem, I need a favor. I need a favor. I need some money. I need a shirk. I need a job. I need this. I need a favor. Do me a favor. Please give it to me now. I need a favor. And then there's something called I did an avera. So a person ordinarily, you know, before you come to Hashem and ask Him for a favor, you should come clean. Come clean. You should confess your averos and do teshuva. I don't got time for that now. Yom Kippur, when it comes around, the Chodesh Elul, I'll do that stuff. Right now, I'm in a rush. I just need a favor. I'm not doing teshuva now. So you can daven without doing teshuva. And sometimes the person, let's say a person has nothing, he doesn't need anything. I mean, I don't know such people, but let's say a person, you know, whatever, he just wants to do teshuva. Person is dying. I'm anyway least, there's nothing to ask for. Before I go, you say vidui shchiv meira. The vidui of a shchiv meira. A dying man, he says vidui. He's not asking for anything. He's going. He's leaving. He's just doing teshuva. So it appears, according to what over here, the commentator over here is saying, he's trying to read into the Targum, but the Targum over here says that Hashem did not accept your prayers, and Hashem did not accept your vidui. When it says, v'leihe ezin is to listen, he's being mechadesh, the listening is to listen to a person's confessions. Now, ordinarily, it's the other way around. First, you have confession, and then you have prayer. And over here, for some reason, it's in the reverse order. Okay? I don't know why, but that's what it says. Now, what about Rashi? Now that we have explained what the Targum means, V'loy shama Hashem b'kolchem, kaviyochol asisen midas rachamav, ki'ilu achzori. Now, it would appear, it's a very strange Rashi. You're making Hashem's midas rachamim cruel. What is Rashi trying to say here? I really don't know. But now that we learned the Targum is revealed that there are two different concepts. There is Lo Shama Hashem B'Kolchem, and there is a second concept called Lo Ye'ezin Aleichem. Two completely different concepts. So the compounding the two together, Rashi seems to be saying, is a whole new concept. Ki'ilu make Hashem's midah of rachamim cruel. Maybe what Rashi is trying to do is really to disagree with the Targum. What would mean disagree with the Targum? Is you dive into Hashem. Maybe Rashi is trying to say is that these two words, these two expressions, basically mean exactly the same thing. And the Jewish people davened twice. First they davened, help us. Let us still go to Eretz Yisrael. And then Hashem said no. And then they davened again. They didn't do teshuva. They davened again. So when you ask a person for a favor once, and he says no, and then you come back and you beg him a second time, and he doesn't loosen up, then you're basically painting him, you're portraying him as a cruel person. If I humiliated myself twice, personally ask you to call someone, rather ask you to call someone, just call up the guy and say hello to him. Call up this guy, there's a lonely guy around the corner. You call him up, he asks you once, and you say no, and then he asks you again. I say no. And he humiliates himself to ask you multiple times. And every time he just ignores you. So the person who ignores you is a cruel person. He's an achzar.
Are you talking about me or are you talking about you?
I'm talking about the one that doesn't want to listen. A guy humiliates himself so many times to call and he don't listen. So when you ask someone to do something multiple times and they don't reply, you're making the person who doesn't reply is a cruel person. So I'm trying to suggest, this is not really a home run. This is maybe like a walk to first base, is that there's a machlokes Rashi in this.
Why don't you just call and get over with it, and I won't be cruel.
Who says we're talking about the same thing? Who says we're talking about the same thing over here? Just because I mentioned an example of calling her. Who are we talking about?
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna make a joke out of it so that you can avoid it. That's a very good psychology.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
You better believe it doesn't work because it's not gonna stop me.
It doesn't work. In any event.
Oh yeah, the only thing to stop me is a call, that's all.
Nah, then you'll want a second call.
No.
And a third call. A third call.
Just one call.
Okay.
One call.
So we have over here. Trying yet to suggest that the Machlokes Rashi, there's definitely something, there's some friction between Rashi and Unkelus. We have two expressions of Lo Shama B'Kolchem, Lo Ye'ezin Aleichem, and Unkelus, according to the commentator, explains that number one, Hashem did not listen to your prayers. Number two, Hashem did not accept your teshuva. You can do teshuva without making a request. Prayer usually is a request. Hashem did not accept your request. Okay, that's one thing. And Hashem did not accept your repentance. According to Rashi, Rashi says you're making Hashem cruel. How do you make Hashem cruel? His midah of rachamim, l'chayra, it's where you ask Hashem for a request multiple times. So according to Rashi, I'm trying to suggest that it's not prayer and then teshuva. It's prayer. And Hashem says, no. And when Hashem is forced to say no multiple times, then to an observer who doesn't know all of the details and the full understanding of what's going on, the cruelty of the Jewish people, they did all the averos, it appears to an observer who's not familiar with the details that the Midas HaRachman has become achzori. All right, that's it. Now we're going to end the next pasuk. He doesn't really comment. So now we go on to the next pasuk. The next pasuk is Vanevin Vanisa. And you notice over here, there's something for a Michal Miller to talk about. There's a chapter break. Why is there a chapter break? Now the one who put the chapter break here is a Christian. Now there's one more pasuk. Vanefen, there's not one more pasuk, and then there's a samach. A samach is a parasha stuma. So why didn't the Christians just go one more pasuk? So let's read the pasuk. Keep it in mind. Vanefen, we turned. Vanisa, we traveled. Hamidboro, derech yamsuf. Kasher diber Hashem eloi to me. Vanosav, we circled as Harseir Yomim Rabin. After Hashem rejected us, so we turned, and we traveled in the desert through the Yam Suf, the Derech of the Yam Suf, which I guess means along the southern portion of Eretz Yisrael, which is in the vicinity of the Yam Suf, and we went from west to east, and we went around. Vanosa, we circled around as Har Seir Yomim Rabin. And now, in the Torah, there is a blank space. This is where the section ends. Now, what is Eli Rashi? Pasuk Aleph. Let's see Pasuk Aleph. There's a long Rashi here. Vanifin Vanesa Amidbara Ilu Lo Ilu Chatu Hoyu Oivin Derech Har Seir Likones. Rashi here says, if they did not sin, Ilu Chatu, if the Jewish people would not have sinned, Hoyu Oivrim Derech Har Seir Likones LeEretz Mindroimoy Litzvoy. We actually learned this 2 days ago. If they did not do any other, they would just be able to go up north straight. Right now they are on the southern portion of the land. They would just go straight up. Uvishvil Shekilklu Hafkul Tzaramin. But they went to the desert. Shehu Bein Yam Suf Mindroimoy Shel Har Seir. They went. Where is the desert? The desert is between the extreme west. The extreme west is Yam Suf, is Egypt. Okay, all the way to the very, very along the Mediterranean, come out like near the Mediterranean almost, is, well, it's really below the area of the Mediterranean, but that area is all the way to the west is Egypt. Going further east, you're going to come across the territory of Seir. And that territory, Seir, is a big, big, gigantic mountain. So now they really just wanted to go into Seir and then make a left and go up north into Eretz Yisrael. But because Hashem said no, so now they were standing by the tip of Har Seir. They made a 180 and they went west, backwards, closer to Egypt, and then they went down and around the land of Seir, going then east. So the first they went west, and they went down south, and then they went east to go around Har Seir. So Rashi says, They went to the desert. Shehu bein Yamsuf ledroimoy shel Har Seir. V'holchu eitzel, they went eitzel droimoy along the southern side, min ha-ma'arav le-mizrach derech Yamsuf, derech yitziyosan mi-mitzrayim shu b'miktsoya droimis marovitz, it's in the southwest corner, mishomo yholchum le-tzalem mizrach, and then they went in the They went down first. They went down, basically, they went down back to where they came from. Vanosav es Har Seir called Roimoy Shel Eretz Moav, and they encircled Har Seir along the entire southern boundary until the land of Moav. So we have to appreciate that there are basically like the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, the way Rashi depicts it, is there are three parts to the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. The western portion is Egypt, and that region over there really turns into the desert. Then in the middle, the southern middle part of Eretz Yisrael is Edom, Har Seir. And then the eastern part of the southern border is Moav. So here they were between Egypt and Seir. They wanted to enter into Seir and go up. They were not allowed to do that because they did Averos. Hashem said, don't go there, you're going to get killed. Instead, go backwards. Go back to where you came from, the path where you came from, Egypt. Go down into the desert. And then when you get all the way down, all the way very, very far down south, then you turn east and you go around Seir and work your way up to the portion of Eretz Yisrael of Moav. Okay? Now, by the way, after 40 years, that was the plan. The plan was to go into Moav. But what happened? Moav did not let the Jewish people enter into their land, rite of passageway. They did not let them in there. And because of that, that's why Lo Yovoi Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem. They did not let us in there. David almost lost out because of the bad midos of the people of Moav. They did not let us in there on their portion. Okay, so this is what's over here in Rashi. Called Roma Shal Eretz Moav. Now let's go to the Targum. Targum Pasuk Aleph says, "The Ispin Nino, we turn Une Talna Lemidbara. We move to the desert. Oyrach Yamas Nusuf. Kimod Malel Hashem Imi with me. The Akefna Yos Tura the Ser Yamin Sagin. We circled for many days. Let me see the commentator. There are no comments over here now. So before we finish up, we have to understand over here. We'll do another pasuk about is. Let's try to think. Let's try to use our head to understand why did the Christians decide to cut the parsha off one pasuk before? This is a major topic. This over here is apikoresis. The fact is plain out. It's really amazing how, you know, we're so worried about Apikoros, anything that's mamish, a little bit goyish, straif, and mamish printed in the chumash, in every single chumash in the world, is now Perek Beis. Who put Perek Beis here? Who put this big letter Beis here? The Christians, the goyim, Esav, our enemies, Apikorosim, the mamish stuck it right in front of us. And they didn't know that one more pasuk, you come to a samach. A samach is a parsha stuma, and this is Sinai. This is ancient tradition that the parsha, the chapter break, ends one more pasuk. So obviously, and this is always like, it's always a stab at Judaism when they do something like this. They're trying to make a statement. And what is the statement? The statement is always that we have been rejected. The theme of the Goyim is we have been rejected. And God has replaced us with them. That's Christianity in a nutshell. You don't need to go to the Vatican and spend a lifetime studying all the nonsense. All the laws of Christianity can be summed up in that one sentence. The attitude is, God hates us, he has rejected us, and he replaced us with them. And everything always comes back to that idea. So here, you get to see that a little bit over here. That Yimamish see that. How do you see it? Because over here, the pasuk says that we rebelled. Vateishu v'kodesh yomim rabim kaim asher yishavtem. And the end, God hates you. God put you to an end. He put you to sleep. The Jews are just a bunch of wandering people. You did all these averis, vatashuvu, vatigu, v'yashem, v'loy shabashem, v'kolchem. When the Christians see a pasuk like this, they are ecstatic. They jump for joy. They love this type of pasuk. This pasuk is like for the Christians is a gold mine. God did not accept our prayers. God doesn't want to know from us. And what do? We're a bunch of wandering Jews. The end. Okay, it's incredible. What a statement it is to say the end. Because now you close the book and go to sleep. Tomorrow, next week, we'll have a new lesson on a new parish. And what's the new lesson? Oh, okay. Later in time, Vanefen, Vanisa, Hamidbara, Derech Yamsuf. At a later point then, Kasher Dibra Hashem Eloi, Vanosa Vesharseh Yomim Rabin, Vayom Hashem Elai Leymar, Rav Lechem Soy Vesohar Hazeh. When you cut off the perek like they did, you're closing with an expression of goodbye and good luck. And then, okay, there's another episode. There's another episode later in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, okay, go and go here. But the way the Mesoira, the true Mesoira is, there's one more pasuk. That just because Hashem rejected us, he did not listen to our prayers. He didn't abandon us. I'm not answering your prayers, but do what I tell you to do. The relationship continues. Vanefen, Vanisa, Hamidbara, Derech Yamsuf. Hashem took us in the desert. He took care of us. Kasher Dibur Hashem. Hashem is still communicating with us. Vanosas Harseh Yomim Rabim. We went around their mountain for many days. There is still a deep relationship with Hashem, even in the rejection. Don't stop after this rejection. There's rejection, but take my hand, and I'm going to take care of you still. And then we have a chapter break. You see, it's a very slight nuance, but it's a world of a difference. It's a world, it's not an accident that there's a peric break. One pasuk before the obvious, the place where the Mesorah tells you to stop. It's a very small nuance of difference, but the idea is, the Goyim, the Christians, they want to see us over. They want us to be rejected, and when you come to a place of rejection, that's the end. You've been rejected. The next pasuk says that we travel. All right, okay. New. 20 years later, Hashem, whatever. Hashem, you know, he took care of you, he threw you a bone. But the way our Masoret tells us is, Chas v'shalom, just because the Ribbono Shel Olam told us no, doesn't, okay, I told you no, take my hand, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to have you travel in this location, in this direction. Our relationship doesn't change one iota just because I told you no. It's true. I said no. V'loy shama Hashem v'kochem, v'loy hezim lachem, v'teishu v'kodesh yomim rabim, k'yim asher yishavtem, v'nevim v'nisa amid boro derech yamsuf, and Hashem took us by the hand in any akavod. We went backwards, and then we went all the way around the mountain. Ka'asher diber Hashem eloy, v'nosa v'esahar se yomim rabim. Hashem's with us. Just because he says no. And now we can close the chapter. And then we begin a new chapter. Now it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. Christians, they don't like that. They don't like that Hashem should hang out with us too much. So when they come to a moment where Hashem rejects us, told you so. Stop right there to emphasize the rejection. I think that's an important point. Okay, that's every single chapter break, Beli Yoitze Min HaKlal, and the entire Chamishei Chumshei Torah was done in a sinister way. An ugly, ugly, sinister way. Every single chapter break is Molei V'Godosh Abikursus. And it's shocking how they got away with it. And Ad Hayoyim Azeh, it's stuck in the Chumash, and we can't get rid of it. There was an attempt. It was an attempt, like, I don't know, some point in time to make new chapter breaks. And it just didn't take. No one took to it. And we're still stuck forever. It's mamish, we're stuck. It's too late now. Because all of the svarim that we have, every single sefer in the world, every gemara, every sefer in the world, when it refers to the pasuk, it refers to the chapter breaks of the Christians. So there's nothing you can do anymore. This is how it is. And it's a shocking revelation. Because it's mamish apikorsus. Mamish. The whole Tanakh. We mentioned, we learned the Morning Tale, the only one book in the entire Tanakh that they were on, that they couldn't tamper with, was Tehillim. Tehillim, yeah, Mizmorim. And the Mizmorim are the Mizmorim, the way David HaMelech and the Anshei Knesset HaGedola formulated. And they could not tamper with it. Tehillim is pure. But Chumash, look what they did over here. All right. We will stop over here. Thank you very much for coming, Ablazer. Thank you for coming, Heshi and Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Thank you for coming. And of course, to Mayor Appeldorf. Roye ve'ena nere.
Only if you make the call.
Ay, ay.
Ay, ay.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone, remember that movie?
E.T. Ephraim.
Good night.
Ephraim T, please call home.
E.T. phone home. E.T. call home. Extraterrestrial. You know, they were supposed to make Steven Spielberg. I read very interesting. I like that movie a lot. I read a whole write about it. Musa Haskell, Steven Spielberg, he was supposed to make, they wanted to make a sequel to it. So what happened? So they had two scripts. They had a dark script and a happy script. Then another script, like what was going to happen in the second version, and the other one was like a dark version, like he's going to come back with all of these evil creatures to destroy the world. God's the nicer.
Yeah.
And the end was, they decided, this is the Musa Haskell, they decided they're not going to make a sequel, period, because it's too much of a risk. If the sequel is not going to be a ballpark home run, then it's going to taint the amazing success of the original. If you go and you call HaMoisef, Goyreya. If you're going to add a sequel and it's not going to be good, then the legend of the movie is going to be tainted. Too much of a risk. So they decided nothing. No sequel. All right.